You're listening to the Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC. From our Strategic Insight practice based in Syracuse, New York, I'm Michael Meath. What kind of leader are you, and how do you go about making decisions that gain followers? Recently, I was reading about Teddy Roosevelt and found myself intrigued by his no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is leadership style, which at times cost him an election, while other times won him widespread support for doing what he thought was right, even without regard for consequences. He was certainly a big personality, which brought along with it a large shadow and lots of volume. But he was also pretty authentic. As I was reading, I found myself thinking about the select number of elected officials and business leaders I've looked up to and really respected. Sadly, there haven't been that many. But I have known a few who were intelligent, driven, and down-to-earth like Teddy Roosevelt. They were comfortable in their own skin to hear arguments on both sides of any issue, even as they acted upon their own convictions. Not a bad way to be. Every day, we make decisions that impact our organizations. And when we do, we're watched by those who are looking for some leadership, a lot more closely than we may think. How we conduct ourselves can have a huge ripple effect throughout our organizations or with our constituents. People don't expect to agree with us all the time. In fact, they often respect us more if they only agree with us some of the time, yet they see us as real people dealing with real issues in a balanced way. And they want to see us as smart, driven, ethical, and open-minded, even when they don't agree with us. Being an authentic leader does not mean we adapt an unwavering my way or the highway view, which is driven by our political party or our corporate culture. It means we carefully weigh the component parts of a difficult or sensitive decision and then act in a principled way simply because it makes sense to us, not to anyone else. Most of the time, our employees and constituents will respect that kind of independence, even more than we think. For Roosevelt, that kind of authenticity, carried out with openness and conviction, enabled him to make tough calls and win respect as an honest broker during a difficult time. So the next time you have a decision to make, think about Teddy Roosevelt and the benefit of a no-nonsense, down-to-earth, straightforward response. You might just be surprised at the reaction you'll receive and the breath of fresh air it provides to those around you. To learn more, visit StratcomLLC.com. And that's your Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC, and WRVO Public Media. Are you being heard?